Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today, and I want to start with a very special, exciting announcement. I have great news for you. Are you ready? God Is has a brand new website. It is ready for you to visit. On your web browser, type in godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. On the homepage, you will find every day's podcast for you to listen to. At the top and bottom of the page, you will see links to our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. Click on the links for Facebook and Instagram, like our pages and follow us, and tell others about God Is as well. And listen to this. The God Is podcast will be available to you starting right away, right this second, on Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Pocket Casts, which are three of the most popular podcast services. You can get God Is anytime and anywhere as a podcast. All of this is completely free of charge. The podcast is waiting for you on Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. On the website, just click the link on the bottom left-hand corner marked Subscribe to Podcasts. On the website, just click the link on the bottom left-hand corner marked Subscribe to Podcasts. It's easy. And this is all you have to do. Go to www.godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Right there on the homepage, with just one click, you can get any podcast you want, listen directly on the website, or to subscribe to the God Is podcast for iTunes, Google Play, or Pocket Cast, just click Subscribe to Podcast on the bottom left-hand corner of the website. Also, like our Facebook and Instagram pages and follow us there. This is all very easy to do, so I want to strongly encourage you to go to godisministry.org today or tonight and check it out. If you have any questions, email me at my new email address, mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. I'm happy to answer your questions. Isn't that great news? I hope and pray all of you will visit the website as soon as our time together ends. And now let's return to the book of Job. We are still in our seats at the theater, drawn into this scene in heaven. This is Act 1, Scene 3. It covers Job chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, and last time we spent quite a while on the second half of verse 3, because that is a key verse in the book of Job. I'm praying for much understanding of what God says to us there. And again, if you have any questions or comments, write to me with those. Now let's proceed to verse 4. This is Job chapter 2, and I will read verses 4 through 6. I hope you have your Bible open there to Job chapter 2, verse 4. Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. However, put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh. He will curse you to your face." So the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your power. Only spare his life." Here is what happens next. Satan taunts God, telling him that if Job's own physical body is made to suffer, then surely Job will curse God. God allows Satan to go from heaven back to earth in order to do just that, but still Satan cannot kill Job. In verse 4, Satan says, "Skin for skin." In other words, you mess with the man's life and you'll see how fast he will curse you, God. Satan is smart. He is very intelligent and clever. And I think Satan reasoned to himself, "Here's what Job is going to do. He's just going to rebuild his life. Job is going to procreate with his wife. She is still living. They will have multiple children. And then Job, this successful businessman, will restock his sheep, camels, oxen, donkeys, and servants. He can easily get more servants." So Satan says to himself, "What I have to do is go after Job himself. I have to attack him. Last time I took away his animals, possessions, I even got to his kids. But now I need him. I must threaten his life. Let me see if I can get God's permission. With that as his mentality, Satan spoke up in heaven. In a sense, Satan reads the human mind very well. We are weak. We can suffer a lot of losses, but as long as we personally are fine, it doesn't cause us to curse God. But when the trials of life enter our body, then that's going too far. The anguish has hit home, and this is a factor for all of us to consider. How many times have we as Christians reasoned, I still have my health? There is that failed business. There is strife, unresolved conflict between us and our children or us and our parents. Perhaps we've been enduring a bad marriage, but at least we got good test results from the doctor. No illness, nothing to worry about. No cancer. Ah, but how do we respond when the pain and turmoil enters our own body? Drop down to verse 7 of Job chapter 2 for a moment. This is Job 2 verse 7. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. I'd say that is pain entering the body, wouldn't you? We will see how Job responds to this, but there's a good place here for us to ask ourselves, how would I respond? Or if you deal with physical pain, a disease, or an illness, how do you respond? How did you respond? I know several Christians who deal with sickness and have real health problems. In some cases, these believers continue to honor God. They accept the turmoil of an earthly body and they look forward to the perfect heavenly body, but they do not allow themselves to question God, doubt God, and worse, to curse God. And yet there are still other Christians dealing with physical affliction that are constantly complaining, whining, and blaming God. If God is loving, why doesn't he take this away? Why doesn't he heal me? I do not deserve this. I want a quality of life. Oftentimes, these Christians will turn to faith healers who promise them good health if they will just have more faith. They adapt to their lives the false teaching, frankly, the heresy that God always wants us well, that all Christians should be healthy and wealthy all of the time here in this life. This is a form of cursing God, of disobedience. It is pushing back against the will of God for us at the time when we have health problems. Let me just add this pastoral word. As I say this, I am aware that health problems are not pleasant. I do not want to come across as insensitive. I would not say to a sick Christian, get over it, you'll be fine. And even if you are not, then you've got to suck it up and pretend everything is great. I would never say that, even think it. I would want to offer sincere compassion. But at the same time, I would encourage this Christian to obey God, not to curse God. We all need to be very aware of Satan on the loose, prowling around this earth seeking our destruction. Stand on guard. He desperately wants us to curse God. Let us not give him what he wants. Okay, back to Job 2, verse 6. So the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your power, only spare his life. This reminds us of the hedge of protection that God had built around Job. Remember, Satan cannot get at Job unless God allows it, unless God gives Satan permission. Well, in Job 1 verse 12, God gave Satan permission, and now here again in Job 2 verse 6, God gives Satan permission. The hedge of protection around Job has another opening. And notice, it was God's will that Job be afflicted with sore boils over every inch of his body. God is in charge of Job's life. But God did not give Job the boils. Satan gave Job the sore boils. Well, this brings to a conclusion. Act 1, scene 3, the curtain closes. Now we come to Act 1, scene 4, the land of Uz. This is found in Job chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. Let's read these verses together. You in your Bible, if you have it, and I in mine. Job 2, beginning at verse 7. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And Job took a potsherd to scrape himself while he was sitting among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. That was Job chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. This is Act 1, Scene 4. And in order to discuss these verses, I want to talk with you about the disease, the denunciation, and the defense. Let's talk about the disease Job has. Let's talk about the denunciation of God by Job's wife. I will define denunciation. And then let's talk about the defense of God by Job. And let's do all of that when you join me for God Is tomorrow. Well, 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 this book of Job is getting very interesting, isn't it? I hope that you'll be with me every day as we explore it together. But remember, should you miss this on the radio, the God Is podcast is now available at godisministry.org. As our time today comes to a close, take a few minutes to check out the brand new God Is website. You'll find all of the podcasts there for God Is, and also for my other radio ministry, Definition. Definition is on only here in Boston on the radio, but you can now get it for free right there on the God Is website. You'll find all of the podcasts there for God Is and Definition. And you can find out more about the gospel of Jesus Christ by clicking the gospel link. You can read more about me from the About Pastor Mark link. So there's a lot for you to explore. Most importantly, click on the links for Facebook and Instagram. Once there, like our pages and follow us. Encourage your friends and family members, other people from your church, believers and unbelievers alike, to check out the website and God Is on social media. I know many of you are already using social media, so add God Is to what you follow. And then subscribe to that podcast and get it downloaded automatically straight to your phone for easy listening whenever you have some free time. Any questions? Email me and then join me again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.